The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning! It's a Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's Tone the Bone here from the studios of Tony Curry Radio. I need, you know, it's still echoing in here. I need to put some stuff up in the walls around here. I want to thank students of the game, Nathan, Gray, and Alex, three kids who are doing a sports radio show on the TKR app, and of course, wherever you get your podcast. They were our first guest in the studio a couple days ago, and greatly appreciate them coming in. You can check out studentsofthegame.net if you want to check out their website, and of course, TonyCurryRadio.net for everything else we do. A couple things I want to get into today. First of all, happy birthday to Pat Sullivan. Would have been 73 today. I love me some Pat Sullivan. Love me some Auburn football. The Heisman Trophy winner. Got a chance to meet Pat numerous times, and one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet in sports, and he is well missed, and he would have been 73. Also today is National Disc Jockey Day. Sam Rushy, good morning to you, brother. Today is National Disc Jockey Day. It's funny because my son, who's 18, is fixing to go off to college next year, and I've been asking him what he wants to do, and he wants to get in some type of sports communications, and he doesn't really know what that looks like at this point in time. Hell, I didn't know what I wanted to do in college until I was almost a junior. And so I'm like, you know, your old man has had quite the living now in radio, and I've done sports radio for 25 years, and I still love doing it, and I worked at ESPN for a while. So you got somebody on the inside here. I've got some connections, some networking tools if you need them. But I told him, I said, you know, back in the 80s, and even maybe the early 90s to a point, if you were a guy who was working a radio show, or you're doing a morning show or a midday show or a night show, whatever, and your girlfriend slash wife got transferred or she wanted to move to another city, it was no big deal to get another job. I remember when I first came down here to Birmingham from Louisville, Kentucky back in 1988, you had like six different jocks on every radio station, usually at a cluster of stations, four or five radio stations. And so there are plenty of jobs. And so if you wanted to continue to work in radio, if I had to move from Birmingham to Tupelo, I could go find a job at Tupelo. And it's just not that way anymore because everything is syndicated. You hear the same stuff on three or four different radio stations at the same time. It's screwy. It sucks. And that's where radio is kind of screwed up. But it's all about the bottom line. So I did a little research. You want to take a stab at how many disc jockeys there are in the United States right now? There are 13,354, according to the RAB, the Radio Association of Broadcasters of America, 13,000 disc jockeys in the United States right now. And to go back in 1988, when I first came down here, there were over 400,000 loudmouths on the radio in 1980. Isn't that hard to believe? 400,000 disc jockeys there were in this country, because you had guys doing live radio from 6 to 10, 10 to 2, 2 to 6, 6 to 10, 10 to 2, and 2. And I never forget it. Orlando, a good friend of mine who still works up at Cumulus, one of my best buds. I hope he's watched this morning. Good morning, Brandon. Good morning to you, brother. You know, he was actually here before I was, and he worked overnights. I mean, I'd go down and do my gig at Jitterbugs. You know, I'd work down there from 9 to 11, stick around, have a few pops, a couple Budweisers, whatever, and then I'd have to take the station vehicle back to the station like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when they were shut the doors, and there's Orlando doing a radio show at 2 o'clock in the morning live. I would love to do that again. I've got the TKR app. I got my own radio station. It's 24 hours a day. We do all these great shows. I would love to do a radio station where we have live personalities from morning to night, all night. I remember going up, and I won't give any secrets, but I remember driving up to the radio station in Homewood about 2:30 in the morning, dropping off the station vehicle, ready to go home and go to bed. And the people that call radio stations at 2:30 in the morning are priceless. It was so good. People that call radio stations at 2, and hell, now you call radio station at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and no one even answers the damn phone. But man, Orlando would have a bank of phone calls. I mean, six or seven people on hold at 2 o'clock in the morning to talk to him, to ask for requests and stuff. It was great. Al Cooper, good morning to you there from, of course, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check him out. He's ready to go. Linda, my sister, I love you. Lala, good to see you this morning. But yeah, I mean, I remember I was so tired and I wanted to go home, and I'd sit up there and I'd sit up in the studio with Orlando for a few minutes and just listen to the people that call radio stations at 2 or 2:30 in the morning. It was fantastic. By the way, the average jock, we used to be showbiz royalty, man. I mean, we were superstars. You think about the Rick D's and the Scott Shannons and the Howard Sterns, the Bubba the Love Sponges, and to an extent they still are because now they're doing their own thing. But man, radio people were superstars. And that's one of the reasons, you know, a lot of people are like, the average salary is $58,000. $58,000, that's nothing. $58,000 to be a disc jockey. A lot of people are like, well, why the hell do you do it? Well, we're lazy. And the stardom's pretty good. If you're on the radio station, you feel pretty powerful. It's pretty good stuff. So a lot of people, you'll find a lot of people that get in the radio, they get the bug, they just can't get out of it. They'll be filing records, or they'll do engineering, or they'll do whatever it takes to stay in the industry. And I love it. I've been doing it since I was 12 years old, and I've been super blessed that I continue to find things that I love to do. And now that we had the creation of TKR and the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Series, it's kind of like a brand new career, but it's the same thing, and it's super cool, and it's super successful, so it's great. Also, interesting enough, too, back in 1988, less than 1% of all disc jockeys were gay. Now, you throw in the LGBTQ plus community, roughly 20% of all radio personalities are part of the LGBTQ movement, which is really amazing. Which is great. They found their spot, and people are comfortable with that. But, you know, when you're talking only 13,000, if you're still a disc jockey and you're still on the radio and you're still doing your thing, God bless you, man, because you're one of 13,000. That's pretty amazing stuff. Also, a couple other stories I wanted to get into. This last story is amazing. Noom, which I don't really get. You're seeing all these commercials for Nutrisystems and Noom and all these psychological. Now they're trying to get us to lose weight by thinking psychologically. I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to make this really, really easy for you. If you want to lose weight, you got to burn more than you bring in, period. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Now, how do you do that? You go run. You eat less. You eat more healthy, period. You lose weight. That's all I can tell you. You don't need Noom, you don't need Nutrisystem, you don't need Jenny Craig, you don't need Weight Watchers. Now, you may need a support system, and that's great, but if you lose more calories than you're actually bringing in, if you're burning more than bringing in, you will lose weight. And if you're losing 1 to 2 pounds a week, think about how fast time is going right now, man. 3 months is like a blink of an eye. You could lose 15 pounds in 3 months in a heartbeat, and you ain't going to change much. I'm just telling you. Anyway, according to one poll in Noom, they asked the question, how many people in the United States feel healthy? What do you think the number is? I was blown away. 78% of Americans say they feel healthy. 78%. Now, I guess it depends on when you're being asked that question. There are some days where I feel incredibly healthy. The back feels good. The neck feels good. Today I'm having one of those great days where everything, I mean, my chemical balances are good. I mean, I feel fantastic. Then there's other days where if they ask that question, I'm one of the unhealthy ones. So overall, I consider myself a healthy individual. I could lose 10 to 15 pounds, you know, do some things better. I've got my vices. But 78% of Americans say they feel healthy, which is amazing because 30% of Americans are morbidly obese, which is really hard to believe. Then they ask the question, if you're one of those people that doesn't feel healthy or you'd like to lose some weight, what would you be willing to give up to lose that weight? 20% said they'd be willing to give up 2 weeks of vacation to lose 20 pounds. Another 20% said they'd be willing to give up social media to lose 20 pounds. And 25% of Americans said they'd be willing to give up sex for a year to lose 20 pounds. First of all, you probably ain't having sex for a year unless you lose the 20 pounds. Second of all, could you imagine? Now, if you're not having it and it's not part of your regular routine or your regimen, or maybe you just don't have anybody special in your life that you're wanting to bang up, then that's something that you... It's like people, you know, always Lent's coming up, you know, Catholics having Lent. And I always say, yeah, my wife's giving up sex for Lent because it directly affects me. But 20% of people said they'd give up sex for a year in order to lose 20 pounds. And hell, you could lose that, man. Go on a fast, you could lose that in 2 weeks and you're back after it, man. You're getting after it. Speaking of sex, this is one couple that wasn't having it. I saw this story. It's, you know, when you get a little older, life gets boring, okay? Life gets boring. We get set in our routines, and it's great. It's so good, man. I was speaking to a group in Anniston several weeks ago. It was a quarterback club. And they were talking about all the wild things I used to do, you know, sitting on billboards and riding bulls and going to concerts and hanging out with Joe Elliott all night and being on Hank Williams Jr.'s bus and waking up in Tupelo. I mean, well, I have some great stories. I should write a book, right? But now at the age of 56, I'll turn 57 in March. They're like, what's it like now, man? Are you still crazy? You still get after it? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, my life is so stinking boring. I got to set my alarm to see New Year's Eve. At 9 o'clock, I'm watching the History Channel about some show about, you know, engineer catastrophes or something. I said, it is so good. It is so good. I don't need the drama. I don't need the chaos anymore. I had my share of that for 40 years. When life is boring, you know, it used to be, how are you? And if you said, I'm content, people would go, well, that doesn't sound good. You're content. No, content is really good. Content is great. This story kind of takes me that Louisiana deputies charged a woman with attempted murder after she allegedly stabbed her boyfriend. Okay, you can see that story. The victim was being treated for a stab wound on the left side of his torso and a punctured lung. He told police that his girlfriend, Brianna Lacoste, 25, became extremely enraged after he peed in her bed that they shared for the past year and a half. The report also noted that Brianna and the victim had been out drinking the night before and were intoxicated. You will find that sentence. You will find that sentence in every story where there's a stabbing at 2 o'clock in the morning and they've been together for a year and a half. They were out drinking, right? After urinating on the bed, the victim told the police the victim woke up by Lacoste, who started hitting him. While he tried to get away from her, Lacoste allegedly ran at him with a kitchen knife and stabbed him. Jeez, man. Investigators spoke with Lacoste, who told deputies she and her boyfriend were planning on separating. Probably a really good, smart idea there. She admitted to deputies she was upset that her boyfriend had peed on himself and ripped him off the bed. The altercation between the two followed. Lacoste also told deputies her boyfriend started choking her. This is not funny, but it's hilarious. Boring is good. Started choking her during the fight. She defended herself by stabbing her boyfriend under his left arm. She tried to administer medical aid, but then transported her boyfriend to the hospital. Yeah, and the other thing is, she said this wasn't the first time this happened. Oh, listen. If you go out with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you're having a lot of drinks, probably too many, and you're intoxicated and hopefully you're not driving, and you get home, maybe make him sleep on the couch or put some plastic down. Because if this is the first time or it's happened, you've learned your lesson. If it's happened 12 or 13 times in the past, it's probably going to mess up your sleep number bed. You don't want to do that. I'm going to head to Memphis. I love Christmas time, and I know it's over, but it's not over. As you get a little older, a little piece of wisdom. When you give a gift that keeps giving, but give a gift to someone for Christmas time, and it's usually a gift card, say for like the Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It's a great gift to give because not only do they enjoy it the moment they open it, but then when they use it, it's like being re-gifted all over again, right? So I gave my son some Cavs Memphis Grizzly tickets, and we're going to Memphis tonight. I'm going to be driving in that hellstorm tonight, but can't wait. So he gets the gift at Christmas time, and then we're going to be going to the basketball game. Then I'll be back here tomorrow morning. We're going to get back about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll be on the air tomorrow morning with Dr. Josh Klapo, the Curry and Klapo Show, at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to make things a little different here on Facebook Live and on the TKR app and Tony Curry Radio Podcast platform. We're going to break up our shows and segments because we realize that people can't watch for a full hour in the mornings. We're going to break it up in segments. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to get into a story on Fox 6 at 9:35 tomorrow morning with Mike Dubberly and Janice Rogers, a story that we couldn't get into last week because we had those horrible storms that went through Autauga County and Selma. Horrible. And our thoughts and prayers continue to go out. You find folks down there as you regather your lives and lots of loss of life down there, too. Horrible. So we got preempted, but we're going to talk about bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. Spring is right around the corner. The majority of people get married in spring because love is blooming and there's flowers and people have butterflies on their shoulders and birds are flying around. It's love, 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 love. So we're going to be talking about bachelor, bachelorette parties. Do you need to have them? What if she says no? Is that a deal breaker? Is it a deal breaker not to have those? We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow on Fox 6. Major Click, good morning to you, man. Linda, thanks for the safe travels. I'll be up not quite close to you, but a lot closer than I am right now. All right, love you guys. Have yourself a fantastic day. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. And we'll be back again tomorrow morning here with the Curry and Claypool Show at 8 o'clock right here on Tony Curry Radio. By the way, Andy Morgan, good morning to you. Wanted to mention real quick, too, 2023 is going to be a killer year. The table is set to have the best year we've ever had. We've been doing this now for 3 years, and I couldn't do it without our great sponsors. Coming up later on tonight, Southern Precision Staffing gives us Live Wire Wednesday. It is a killer show. It's all show business songs, AC/DC celebrating 50 years in the industry. If you love AC/DC, you're going to love the show. It's a full hour of all AC/DC music brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction, or otherwise. 205-682-2828. Thanks to Kai Gregory and staff for being in partnership with us. But all the great shows we do and all the great sponsors we have, Driscoll Gray, they're wonderful. The Montgomery Area Food Bank has been sweethearts with us. Michael Coleman, have wonderful conversations with him. We mentioned the Woodhouse Day Spa, they do great. Chris Doris from Chris Doris' State Farm team, going to have lunch with him next week. I've been with him since 1988. He's been one of our proud sponsors. And, of course, one of my favorite industries, Budweiser, who I've been doing business with for years and years and years. They're one of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. And I go on and on and on. But thanks to everyone who's been a big part of our success here. We couldn't do it without you. It's National Disc Jockey Day. So here I am. I'm lazy, just having fun, enjoying, giving you some great content. I hope you enjoyed it. I love you. Have a great day. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.